As cases of COVID-19 decrease and vaccinations increase across central New York, some parents are pushing schools to return to in-person learning. We get more from WRVO's Payne Horning.
A group of parents and their children from the Jamesville DeWitt School District gathered outside last night to protest a recent decision from administration to keep its hybrid model of learning, which means a continuation of 3 days of online school a week for Atlee Costello.
8 to 2:45, like we're in real school, staring at the screens for hours and hours. My head hurts at the end of the day all the time.
Jamesville DeWitt superintendent says their hands are tied until the state changes its guidance for maintaining at least 6 feet between each desk. There's not enough space to bring back students in person and keep that required social distancing. But Atlee's mother, Emily, says there's room for dialogue.
And how do we know that everyone wants to go back? Maybe the children that want to go back would be able to be far enough apart. We don't know until we find that out, and I think that's also what we're asking for is we just want some more involvement. There has been literally no involvement for parents since last summer.
Another parent at the protest, Kara Sawyer, says it doesn't have to be one or the other.
It's the whole point is to prevent the spread. So if you've got a physical barrier and masks, you could absolutely do 3 feet. It's all in the interpretation, and other schools are doing it. Catholic schools are doing it. Private schools are doing it. It's crazy. These public schools are hiding behind that 6-foot rule.
Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon says the county health commissioner is more comfortable with 6 feet of distancing between desks, but they are looking at suggestions from some school districts to reduce that to 3 feet so that more students can return to in-person learning 5 days a week.
We know our kids are hurting, right? We know that they're having challenges. It's been a tough year for all of them. It's been a tough year for the adults as well and the parents. And we know they're not learning as well remotely. So the faster we can get kids back to in-person learning every day, the better.
For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.